Ross Chapman hated the night shift. It gave him too much time to reflect on the mess he'd made of his life. At 16, he'd left school to work in one of his dad's electrical stores, secure in the knowledge that within a few years he'd be inheriting the old man's mantle, but things hadn't quite turned out as planned. The recession had hit Ross's lack of business acumen head-on, and his mini-empire, which it had taken his dad 3 decades to construct, had come crashing around his ears. Along with the business went the house in the country, the flash cars and the expensive holidays. And now he, Meredith and their daughter Jodie lived in a modest 3-bedroom house in Splott, next to the trading estate. And for the last few years Ross had worked at the garage on Endell Road, often taking on spare shifts to make ends meet. Although he worked hard, he found it difficult to disagree with his teenage daughter's opinion, fostered by her grandfather, that he was one of life's losers. Catching sight of his reflection in the window overlooking the garage forecourt, Ross grimaced. Once he'd been fit and slim, even moderately good-looking. Now, nudging 40, he was podgy, tired, ground down by life. He looked away with a sigh and distracted himself by tidying the magazine racks. Now and again he glanced outside to see if there was anyone filling up at the pumps. Even for a drizzly Wednesday night in late September, however, it was quiet. At 10 p.m, less than 20 minutes away, he would seal himself in for the rest of his shift with a book or a newspaper, breaking off only to serve the occasional customer through the security grill. The next time Ross looked through the front window, someone was looking back at him. It was a scrawny guy in a bulky black jacket, a scarf concealing the lower half of his face. Alarm bells jangled in Ross's head even before...